Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the program today, being Thursday, July the 2nd, 2015. Kind of feels like a Friday because most people will be off tomorrow. It's the federal holiday. Just kind of a personal note. A guy I worked with in San Francisco, a cameraman, beat up today at the Embarcadero covering a live shot. There'd been a murder in the area of San Francisco. And so a friend of mine, this cameraman, works for NBC in the Bay Area, pistol whipped, camera taken, tripod gone. And it's happening more and more, folks, in the Bay Area. Armed guards are needed now, and security people when they travel to do live shots, even in Oakland. So things not looking real good for camera people and news people. It's becoming a hazardous profession, certainly in the Bay Area. We're coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Have all of our podcasts and show archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. And a big thank you to our media partners, tucsonsentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, The Green Valley News, and Sahorita Sun. Our newest media partner, Tucson Lifestyle magazine.com. David, I think you've got us up on the Three Sonoran site too, right?
Yep, right. At the top on the right.
Good. That's David Morales. He'll be with us here in a few moments in our showdown. We'll begin with the monthly showdown, then followed at 12:30 with comet discoverer David Levy about that incredible conjuncture of Jupiter and Venus. Will appear to be very, very close tonight. And we'll close out the show, Don Luce, our attorney, our legal contributor, talking about hundreds of new laws that will be going in effect. I believe tomorrow will be the day, July 3rd, for all of the laws, the new laws that were passed by the legislature in the last session. The Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster, the phone line 790-2040, and if you'd like to get in right now before the showdown, guys, go at it. And the question is going to be, should we be removing the Confederate flag from the Founding Day ceremony on August 20th here in Tucson? The Confederate flag today was pulled from Fort Sumter, the site of where the South fired the first shots of the Civil War. The showdown brings together two gentlemen who rarely agree on anything. To the right of me is Sean McCluskey, Mr. McCluskey, Tea Party and Republican Party activist, and to the left of me, appropriately leftist, David Morales, creator of the Three Sonorans blog site. David and Sean, how are you guys doing today?
Outstanding. Thank
Excellent.
You.
So, David, what do you think? August 20th, the Founding Day ceremony of the Presidio. It's tradition here. Seven flags are displayed. The flag of course, the United States, the Spanish flag, the flag of the Pascua-Yaqui Nation, the Tohono-O'odham Nation, the state of Arizona flag, and then there is the Confederate flag. And the reason the Confederate flag is in there is because for a short time during the Civil War, Confederate forces, well, I guess force might be a little large for the term or for the appropriate number of Confederate soldiers that were here, but it was a small group. So, David, do you think, first of all, it should not be a part of the display?
I think we're long past any recognition or honoring of the Confederate flag. I mean, all that it stands for is a chapter in this nation's history that we should try to move beyond. We should study it, of course, but honoring it, you know, maybe, I don't know if there's going to be a gun salute or something, but I mean, I think an equivalent would be, you know, if the German Nazi force had a brief occupation in Tucson, would we have a swastika flying above the state just because it's, you know, for whatever reason? I don't think we deserve it any more honoring. I don't think we deserve any honoring of that flag.
Sean, what do you think? Some are going to say
it's a little hypocritical of David's statement to say that you don't want the Confederate flag there, but yet you're okay having the Spanish flag there. The flags that were there are represented for the I don't want to say powers that governed over the area, but that were in control of the area which we live in. Yeah. And it's a symbolic gesture. You mentioned earlier they removed it from Fort Sumter.
Yes.
That's like rewriting history. We don't live in Russia, gentlemen. We live in the United States.
How does rewriting history if you take down a flag today? You're never removing it from the history books. You're not
taking
saying it never
it down
existed.
From Fort Sumter today in fear of a few people being offended.
No, why
is
should it
extremely
be
extremely weak?
Why should a country, because it was a country that invaded, that fought our nation, be honored on a fort staff?
How are you saying it was a country?
Well, it was the Confederate States of America,
it was
right?
A Confederate
and
army
it had a leader, and it
that's
was,
where the first shot was fired. So if you look,
so
at
it
the
was it was
an
entity
it,
that tried to overthrow the U.S. government, right?
Technically, it was a separation of two forces.
It was
it
was the enemy of the United States, right?
Negative.
So it was our friend. Abraham Lincoln
was a friend, and it does not stand for what you say when you say that it stands for hatred or anything else. Everyone else does. They just recently banned the Confederate flag or the Rebel flag, take whichever one you want to call it, from NASCAR this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I think Gettysburg too.
You're not allowed to have the Confederate flag in the infield on NASCAR. What that's going to do is that's going to take everybody, and it's the parking lot's going to be tripled with Confederate flags, because it's just like when you were a kid and your mother told you you couldn't have a cookie. Mm-hmm. What'd you do? You're damnedest to get to that cookie jar to get a cookie. This does not...
That's fine.
There's no reason for removing this flag in any way, shape, or form because one lunatic posed in a picture.
No. That's not why it's being taken down for. It's being taken down because, now I will say it, because of what it does symbolize. And what it does symbolize is a way of life where slavery is part of that life. You cannot have the United States today. If you do a serious analysis of our history, the United States would not be what it is today without slavery. You know,
slavery was abolished years ago. It does no longer exist.
And you know what? And the Confederate flag was abolished. You know, the Confederacy was
retired, if you will. You call it that. But we still have Civil War reenactments. Okay. So there's still a need for this flag to be out there.
And we still have neo-Nazis. Should the Nazi flag fly above Germany today in honoring the history of Germany?
Irrelevant to the fact what happens in Germany.
Should
no, that's the
no.
We're talking about the Confederate flag in here.
I know, but it's the
let's
similar
go this.
Thing.
They took the Dukes of Hazzard off TV because the flag's on top of the car. But yet, let's go back to your point.
Should the Nazi
Hogan's
flag...
Hero is still on TV, and it's a depiction of the
why would you
of
not
what you just
why would you not approve of the swastika flying above Germany today if it's part of its history?
In that aspect, it is more offensive to what happened to a group of people in a horrific way.
You're dishonoring the soldiers that fought for that great nation.
Not at all.
They fought France. They fought for the way of life.
Not at all.
You're dishonoring
them. There's a complete difference of that because
exactly.
There were no concentration camps.
So what is good about the Confederate flag?
In the split of the United
States.
What
exactly are you celebrating with the Confederate flag? What do you celebrate personally with the Confederate flag?
I don't celebrate with the Confederate flag.
Why?
I'm just saying the others should have the right to celebrate what they want to and believe to. You celebrate Mexican-American studies. I do not have the right to tell you that you can't do that in your private.
It's
just the state does.
David, hold on 1 second. Isn't this kind of just cleansing, historical cleansing, kind of a rewriting?
We don't live in Russia.
Rewriting of history. And by the way, 790-2040, if you'd like to call in, I'd like to hear from what the listeners think about whether or not we should have the Confederate flag removed from the seven flags that will be or normally are brought forward on our founding day, which is coming up on August 20th. Go ahead, David.
There's a huge difference. I mean, this is not a historical cleansing. What is a historical cleansing is when you ban Mexican-American history from being taught in TUSD, which the state did do recently.
It doesn't prohibit you from teaching at the home. You're prohibiting this flag from being everywhere.
Who's banning the flag?
And from manufacturing
Who's banning
it?
The flag from anyone's house? No one, all right?
Well, that'll be next. You
all
watch.
Right, so don't...
It's offensive to people. They'll be banning it next.
Be careful with what you
if
say.
If your neighbor were to fly one, maybe the neighbor would say it's offensive.
They'd call my HOA, and my HOA would send me a violation. I guarantee they'd make me take it down.
The state, our state government, Big Brother, has banned Mexican-American studies from being taught in TUSD. They have not banned any Confederate flag from any person's house, okay? So don't try to make the comparison. That is
sporting events
history.
Are banning the rebel flag. I'm not even going to call it the Confederate flag.
Whitewashing history is what the state did to TUSD. With
are
the
you
going to
change the Old Miss Rebels? They have a Confederate flag in their logo.
We should change a lot of things. Okay,
are you going to change that? You're going to change their names? They're called the Rebels for a reason.
We should change the Washington Redskins,
because they rebelled against tyranny.
Yes, the answer to
government.
Everything is we should change it, because we evolve over time, okay? We evolve.
You said it. We evolve over time.
Okay, yes.
Okay, guys. The phone lines are completely jammed, folks. We've obviously hit
a nerve
right here, and people feel very strongly about this. And Sean and David, I don't really think this has been brought up much here in the media about this upcoming ceremony, because
it shouldn't be. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but anyway,
it's part of our history.
Okay,
celebrate it.
Let's go. Doug Martin, who owns the radio station, would like to weigh in. Doug Martin, go ahead.
Hey, good discussion, guys. I think we have to kind of look back historically on this as to how the Confederate flag even got, you know, in the state houses and all that. Robert E. Lee actually said after the war it should be retired. You know, of course, Arlington Cemetery is on Robert E. Lee's land, and he did everything he could to bring the Union back together. But the Confederate flags went up in the 60s as a protest against the civil rights movement. So it was basically a rebellious kind of thing. So frankly, I don't really think it should be at the state houses. You know, I don't think it's appropriate. But my question is, why did it take 50 years to deal with this? And then all of a sudden, you know, it's become a political kind of a punching bag. So that'd be my question.
And Doug,
I think he's making some good points.
Doug, before you go, yes or no on the Confederate flag at the Founding Day ceremony, August 20th?
I'd say no.
You say no. Okay.
Yeah. My quick answer to his point was, if you follow blogs like mine and my kind of Facebook, you will see that people have been trying to get rid of the Confederate flag and all types of these, you know, symbolic, bad symbolic symbols of our history for a long time. This is just a time where it's really, you know, gained a national attention. I mean, we're also talking about, you know, gun control and all this other stuff before the next school shooting comes out. But one thing that Sean said right at the end of this last part, where he says, this is part of our history, we should celebrate it. Slavery was part of our history, too. Should we celebrate that?
No.
We shouldn't celebrate horrific events, but things that were not
the
horrific.
The Civil War was
can you say the Confederate flag is a horrific event when a black NASCAR fan will show up in a Confederate hat, Confederate shirt, and it doesn't offend him?
What does the Confederate flag represent?
All right.
To different people, different things.
No, our enemy.
Okay,
the United States enemy.
We've got to take a break. And there are three folks who are going to wait patiently, I hope. We have James, we have Joe, and we have Susie. If you would wait, please, through the break, we will get to all of you, and we want to hear your opinion on this issue about the Confederate flag and the upcoming Founders Day ceremony, August 20th. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's the Showdown.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Monday for the Monday Political Face-Off featuring Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, plus our monthly visit with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the showdown. David Morales to the left of me, Sean McCluskey to the right of me. We're talking about the Confederate flag. Will it be on display? One of the seven flags at the Founders Day ceremony coming up on August the 20th. James, you have been waiting patiently. You are next. Go ahead, James.
Hey, afternoon, gentlemen. I just read something about the former mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young, a man who marched with Martin Luther King. He said it's just wasted, you know, effort, the whole thing about the rebel flag, that you're treating a symptom, and this is, he calls it such foolishness, that there's other, that's just the symptom, there's the whole heart of it, and he gets to, you know, that there's so much violence within the black community. He is a black man, if you don't know who Andrew Young is. And he said, well, this, you know, we need to treat the issue of violence, not this whole thing. So that's just a complete worthless wasted venture about the rebel flag.
Okay, so James, I assume you think it should still be on display on August 20th.
Sure, and then we have things like Pancho Villa, this you know, million-dollar monument to Pancho Villa down in, you know, downtown Tucson, who was a mass murderer. There's no controversy over that. He murdered several Americans, including American army members.
Did George Washington kill anybody?
Yeah, he did, but this,
so was, he a mass murderer?
Was a foreign power who killed Americans.
Isn't that what the Confederacy is, the foreign power?
Okay. He killed American soldiers, Pancho Villa did.
All right, we're going to pause right there with James. Let's see if we can work some more in Joe. Joe Dreyfus from The Visit, which airs here 5 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Joe, what do you think about this?
Well, golly gee whiz, Bill. Both Doug and the previous caller stole my thunder.
There you go.
Mr. Morales. Explain that to me. We have a art piece that, in my case, symbolizes a thug, a murderer, a bandit, and an avid, open, always said he hated gringos, which is racism. It's a symbol. Should I be insulted by having that downtown? It's just a flag.
Okay.
On the other hand, the people of South Carolina who have come together in ways that I don't think we can imagine in the Southwest over a killing, it's their flag.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. David?
Well, like I said, I mean, I think it's a lot different to when you're living in a place and there's a country that invades you and you're trying to fight for your property and then it's taken over. It's a little bit different than fighting for slavery, but...
Okay, and the callers are referring to the raid on Columbus, New Mexico, yeah. where Americans did die in that raid by Pancho Villa and his Mexican raiders.
It, like I said before, it's a symbol that is offensive to very few, and it's held in very high regard and prideful heritage to many. And if you lived in the South, you don't think about, okay, my ancestors were slave owners. No, it was, I'm proud to be a member of the Confederate.
Slave-owning society.
Not everybody in was a slave owner.
You have to understand that. A slave-owning society. A society that...
High one, society
A society
slaves.
That if you worked hard enough, you could own your own slave one day.
And by the way, guys, one of the flags being displayed will be the flag of Spain.
Which
and
owns...
Spain was one of the biggest slave-holding nations.
And that was going to be... Okay, so the pyramids, I need to come down next because they were built by slave labor. The Irish were enslaved. I mean, come on. Slavery's been going on for hundreds of years. It's no longer enacted. It's no longer a... Well, it's still, I guess, going on today in sex trafficking. We'd call that enslavement.
We should bring down the White House because that was built by slaves, too.
All right. Susie has been waiting very patiently at 790-2040. Go ahead, Susie.
Doug Martin touched on it, but if I understand things right that I've recently just learned, everybody was pretty much calmed down over the subject until... it was looked up that the Ku Klux Klan are the ones that actually started using the flag, which, of course, they only did for one reason, and that was to upset the blacks. And that is where the blacks have the hatred for the flag, not what it originally represented.
So let's get rid of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well,
I'm all for it.
I would disagree. I would say if you were a black family living back in 1860, 1850, and for generation after generation, this is what you saw. This is the institution that kept your family enslaved, where you had kids and your families were taken away from you, where you were beat every day, where you had no freedom, no rights. You would view that flag differently and that way of life that those people love, because it's not black people that love that way of life. It's white Southerners that love that way of life. Why is there a difference? Because there was slavery.
All that changed, though, 40 years ago. And for the past 40
the
years, if you're still fearful
the Confederate
of that.
Flag, the Confederate flag wasn't flying that time. When the Confederate flag represents
so that
it's time.
Taught hatred. So you're teaching fear and you're teaching hatred. You're
that
not teaching them to understand what the history about
Confederate
it was.
The flag was a time period, right?
Are you teaching your children to fear or respect police and Border Patrol?
I'm telling them to be careful of Border Patrol, yes.
Are you teaching them to respect them? Are you teaching them to appreciate them for
when
what they do?
When they pull me over, I have the most respect for them. If I tell anyone, when the police pull you over, you better behave because you might pull Michael Brown on you. They should learn to respect us. They should.
Okay, so they may pull up Michael Brown on you. The guy
they might pull an Eric Garner on me. They might pull
Tamir
Rice.
Police.
They
okay,
might.
So
they might pull a bunch.
The question is: are you teaching them to fear them or respect
okay,
them?
Okay, back to the.
I want to teach the cops not to fear our community.
Back to our topic of the Confederate flag. Jerry would like to weigh in. Jerry called us again at 790-2040. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, gentlemen. We're forgetting that as our country went along, we had the "Don't Tread on Me" flag. We have several different flags that people have. But are we forgetting that there were a lot of blacks that owned slaves? I mean, people all over the world owned slaves. So that flag should just represent one part of our history, nothing else.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
I absolutely agree with her, because how are you taking this flag away for the folks that see it as a Southern good old boy, moonshine running, nothing to do with slavery, and that's why it's at NASCAR.
How many of those
people... But that's why it's at NASCAR.
Right
They're
now,
taking it away from them, folks.
Right now,
why?
Right now, when you just mentioned the good old boy, moonshine, all this stuff, how many of those people that you thought of were black people?
Don't know. It's
you're thinking
South.
Of the Dukes and... Exactly. You're thinking of the Dukes and Hazzard types of people that were free.
They're all
there
free
is
when
race
the Dukes of Hazzard
involved
was
in everything you're saying there. There was free
it was the
whites.
The 70s.
I'm talking about when
there wasn't even segregation.
What does the flag represent?
You realize how far we have come. I mean, we started off, you couldn't go to the same bathroom as me if you were black or white. That is no longer
You know
good.
How far we've come? We don't fly the swastika either. And we
thankfully,
shouldn't fly.
Thousands
and
hundreds of thousands of people died
how
in
many
gas
people
chambers.
Died in the Civil War?
Millions died.
Yeah. Yes, but that was fighting a war, not being enslaved
what?
In a camp and being killed.
That was part of a war, wasn't it? People were enslaved in camps here
they
in the
were,
South.
They were dying for what they were fighting war. They were not imprisoned and killed. There's
okay,
a huge
the prisons,
difference.
The slavery, slaves were imprisoned in plantations.
And then they took up arms and fought alongside of their slave owners, and they did it willingly. They
but
were
they
not
didn't have,
forced.
All right. In this politically correct environment, David, it is your prediction the flag will not be flown on August 20th.
I hope not.
And Sean?
If it's not there, then the Spanish flag needs to come down.
And the American
because
flag.
Of its background, Spain.
You're going to take it down based on slavery and based on that. If that's what it represents to you, and that's the reasoning for you taking it down, then you need to take down the other flags
there's
that own that own slaves.
The Confederacy was fought almost solely for slavery. Was it not? The Civil War was fought because of slavery. Yes or no?
What you're saying
okay, states' rights
is
states' right to own slavery.
I was going to say it's states' rights. It's not.
But
if you're saying that it's about the depiction of being slavery and being slave owners, and that's all the rebel flag means to you.
What does it mean to you that is not slavery involved?
It means the Confederate Army. It means one standing up for what they believe in.
What do they believe in? The right to own slaves. Yeah, the state's right to decide
if they
want to be a slave state or not.
Do not limitate my rights.
Yeah, my right to own a slave, right?
Even after the war was changed, the slaves went back to work for the plantation owners. Did they not? Yes, they did.
All right, we're out of time. It's 12:30. So, Sean, your prediction is
it'll be there.
It'll be flown. The Confederate flag will be flown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This town doesn't act fast enough.
Oh, hold on. Do we have one more call? Okay. Adriana, would you like to quickly make a comment?
Yes, I would. I would like to say once more that political correctness was created to divide us and not unite us. This is all about political correctness, and it's just another muzzle on our right to free speech. And I feel sorry for the people who cower down to the political correctness. It's wrong. And it's not who we are as Americans. We should be able to stand up and say, you know, this is our history. My son said it the best way. History doesn't have a delete button.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
We'll leave it at that. Adriana, thank you very much. Sean and David, thank you both very much. I hope you have both of you have a great Independence Day weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, 12:31 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk about that incredible conjuncture in the sky, Venus and Jupiter. That's next with Dr. David Levy.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the Independence Day weekend, very close now. And if you're looking for a great getaway, how about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, for the 4th of July celebration? They have a big day planned, all-day event, including fireworks and the largest parade in the area in historic downtown Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Great places to stay. You can find the full listing of the many places to stay and things to do. Great places like Bear Creek Cabins. You find that listing at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He joins us on the live line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. David is the former science editor of Parade Magazine and now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. He is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets. David Levy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. All the better for hearing from you.
David,
how are you, Bill?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Venus and Jupiter, there's a lot of talk about this conjuncture in the western sky after sunset. In fact, I believe tonight they'll only be about a degree apart.
Yeah, it was funny because I didn't expect that I would see them this time because of the heavy rains we've been having. But last night, the sky cleared up, and I got some nice pictures, and it was just beautiful to go outside and see these marvelous planets just winking at us from the night sky. It's just gorgeous. They should be good tonight if the sky is clear in the west after dark.
And this is apparently the closest this conjuncture in about 2,000 years, leading some to believe maybe this was the Christ Child star.
Well, yeah. Except that actually the Venus and Jupiter do get fairly close together, I'd say every 5 years or so.
Oh.
But what is very interesting about that particular conjunction, which took place on June the 2nd of about 6 BC, I believe, mm-hmm. and it was also very, very close to the star Regulus, which astrologically is the king star, since it is the brightest star in the constellation of Leo, the lion, which is the king of the beasts. And so that is actually the most common explanation for the star of Bethlehem.
Well, David,
so you're right about that, Bill.
The meteor shower that's coming up, I understand it could be the best of the year.
I think so. There, I think you're correct. The Perseid meteor shower will be peaking on August the morning of August the 12th, and then again on the morning of the 13th. It'll be a beautiful thing to see. I hope to be here out observing it myself, possibly taking some pictures of it and really enjoying it. We could get as many as 100 meteors per hour.
Wow.
Although I've never seen that many, but there really are a lot of meteors to see. I wouldn't miss that one. About 2 weeks earlier are the Delta Aquarids. They are not as strong, but they're helped out by early Perseid meteors. But they'll be hindered this year because the full moon will be interfering with them.
Well, you're planning some very good observatory work. Actually, you have your astronomy retreat coming up in upstate New York. That's 2 weeks away, right?
Yeah, that's coming up in about 2 weeks, and we were actually a little bit concerned, Bill, because of that escape from the prison in Dannemora. But some of our people came up with ideas on what to do with the two escaped prisoners should come and pay us a visit. First suggestion was that we shine our red lights on them, our night lights for observing. That would get them. And they'd scream and yell and fall on the floor right instantly with that.
Well,
the second one was one of the members of the retreat offered to bring his gun with which he would shoot up his cabin. And the third one was the best one. We would show them double stars through our telescopes, and that would get them. But it turned out that they've been caught, and it's over now. And so unless the prison invites us to give them all a star party, then I guess we won't be seeing them this year.
Well, that's a good thing, right? So,
it's a very good thing. Yeah. But we're looking forward to the retreat coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you where can people find out about the retreat and perhaps take part next year?
We have a website, but the best thing to do is to inquire about it if they're serious about coming. Because we're full, but we do maintain a waiting list. And the best way to do it is to write to info@sharingthesky.org.
All right.
That is info@sharingthesky, one word, .org.
Dr. David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. David, Pluto in the news again.
Oh, boy, is it ever. Just about 10 minutes ago, I read that there will be no further course corrections, and the spacecraft will take its original course right into the Pluto system and possibly to get the best possible images that they've been able to get. We're already getting beautiful images. It turns out that a very large crater on the South Polar region has been discovered, and it's just looking magnificent. This is real history.
But the great debate over the status of Pluto, is it a planet or not, continues.
And that continues, and that'll only get a little bit worse as a result of the New Horizons spacecraft. But, this is kind of fun. It's not scientific, it's political. The International Astronomical Union had it coming to themselves when they did that, but to heck with it, let's see what happens. Let's enjoy Pluto in the next couple of weeks. July 14th, Bastille Day is going to be closest approach, so we should be getting some amazing stuff in the next 2-3 weeks.
And David, before we go, your famous quote of the month on the Buckmaster Show.
My quote of the month, Bill, this month it is from Senator Carl Schurz, who gave a speech in Faneuil Hall in Boston just on the eve of the Civil War. And he said, "Ideals are like stars. You will not succeed in touching them with your hands, but like the seafaring man on the desert of waters, you choose them as your guides, and following them, you will reach your destiny."
I like it. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you and Wendy have a wonderful Independence Day weekend. Thanks, David
Thank
Levy.
Thank you. Have a happy Independence Day and happy Canada Day yesterday.
There you go. It was Canada Day yesterday. Okay, David Levy, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show once a month. Dr. Levy joins us to talk and look skyward. 12:42 on the Buckmaster Show. After we take our next break, we'll have Don Luce, the attorney, is in the house, and no shortage of new laws to discuss. That's coming up. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're joined in studio now with attorney Don Luce of Luce, Brown & Hobb, Kirk & Associates. They have offices here in Tucson and in the Phoenix area. Don Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, and he is the author of two very popular books, one of them Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers. His other book is Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, this is very appropriate to have you on as the author of Arizona Laws 101, which is now in its second edition, because when it comes to passing laws, Arizona is second to none. I don't know if per capita we have more laws than anywhere else, but I know that the legislature was extremely busy in their very short session.
Well, let's look at the stats from the last session. It was one of the shortest sessions in history. It was only 81 days. And I'm going to guess out of that 81 days, maybe 50 of those were work days for the legislature. They passed 324 new laws.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So they were very busy. But what I'd like to do is talk about some of the more interesting laws of those 324 that I think your listeners will affect their day-to-day activities in some way or another.
Okay, let's begin with kind of the broad category of social issues.
Well, the first law that I thought was interesting was this bill that essentially protects the use of plastic bags. So Bisbee, which was the only Arizona city with a plastic bag ban, can no longer ban plastic bags because this new law, which is Senate Bill 1241, prohibits cities, towns, or counties from charging for or banning the use of auxiliary containers, which includes, by definition, plastic grocery bags. So that Bisbee ordinance is no longer enforceable, and statewide it is now illegal to ban the use of plastic bags.
The next law that I thought was kind of interesting was this travel ID law. Now, up until this year, Arizona, by statute, was prohibited from issuing driver's licenses that complied with the federal ID requirement. That is changing under House Bill 2609, which was signed into law by Governor Ducey. The state of Arizona is now allowed to develop a federally compliant driver's license, or ID card, that residents will have the option of purchasing. So what this means is we're all gonna be able to get our driver's licenses like we always have, mm-hmm. but those driver's licenses are not going to be recognized by the Department of Homeland Security starting January 1st. If you want a compliant driver's license, then you'll have to purchase it from the state of Arizona. But this bill, 2609, finally allows the state to actually manufacture those compliant licenses, and therefore people who want to use a driver's license for travel purposes will be able to procure it from the Department of Motor Vehicles.
So when you go to renew your driver's license in the state of Arizona, will you have the option then of having one of these, obtaining one of the compliant?
You will, yes.
But in the meantime, if you're not up for a renewal, you would have to make a separate trip over to DMV to get it done, huh?
Correct. And of course, the Department of Homeland Security will continue to recognize federally issued passports as acceptable forms of identification. But I would venture to say that come January 1st, unless the federal government extends the deadline for the state of Arizona, a lot of our residents are going to end up at airports mm-hmm. with non-compliant driver's licenses and not having a validly issued passport, and that's where the problems are going to start.
Yeah, you're ready for your flight, and then they tell you there's no way you're going. Because you don't have the proper ID, and you're going to have a lot of angry travelers.
The next law that I thought was interesting and which has been touted as being good for business is expanding the production of microbrewery capacity to 6.2 million gallons of beer a year per location.
Hmm.
And a microbrewery is now allowed to have up to 7 bar or restaurant locations. So I always like to do the math on these things. 6.2 million gallons times 7 locations is 43 million gallons a year of beer that microbreweries can legally produce in the state of Arizona.
Wow.
I don't know about you. To me, that seems like a lot of beer.
It seems like a lot of beer, but obviously this is a huge industry that's going to get bigger.
It is, and Arizona is doing quite a bit to promote microbreweries. This legislation is just part of the efforts that have been undertaken in recent years to make sure that the microbrewery industry in Arizona continues to survive and even thrive.
Don Luce is with us. We're talking about some of the new laws that will be taking effect. Most of these on Friday, is that the way it works?
Most of these laws will take effect on July 3rd. That's
July 3rd.
Correct.
Okay, what about money?
Well, copper is now the official state metal under SB 1441, although it's been one of the 5 C's mm-hmm. for decades.
Yep.
It is now the official state metal. But there are some other money issues, and one of which concerns the fence between Arizona and Mexico. I don't know if you'll recall or not, but the sum of $264,000 was collected in private donations to build a physical or virtual border fence as close as practicable to the Arizona-Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
Under SB 1271, the Joint Border Security Advisory Committee is now authorized to use those privately collected funds for that purpose. So
that's
a law that was passed, as well as a law allocating $1 million for the protection of children. I think this is an interesting one. Under HB 2517, $900,000 a year will be allocated in lottery revenue to the Internet Crimes Against Children Enforcement Fund and $100,000 to the Victim Right Enforcement Fund. So that's $1 million that goes, I think, to a good cause.
I was just wondering about talking about the border fence, how much of a border fence you're going to build for approximately $250,000. I don't know how many miles that would build, but anyway.
I think we'd be talking in terms of yards.
Yards. Before we go on, Sam is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, wants to get back to the ID question. Go ahead, Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My question is on the alternate ID. What about, is the Homeland Security going to accept continually military IDs such as active duty, retirees, or dependents in lieu of the driver's license?
Sam, that's not clear. The Department of Homeland Security issued a regulation several months ago that essentially said that the state-issued identification cards are inadequate because they don't have the security enhancements that are required by the federal government. So our driver's licenses, the ones that you and I have in our wallets, don't contain or have embedded within them the necessary level of sensitive data that DHS requires. I don't know whether the federal IDs do or don't, but I do know that the threshold that DHS has promulgated involves sensitive embedded data within the card itself. I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sam.
The federal ID cards do have that embedded.
Well, then the federal ID cards are probably sufficient, although the law that I had referred to concerned only the issuance of special Arizona driver's licenses.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. Quite a few new laws pertaining to education.
Yes. So civics lessons, something that I took in high school, are going to be required again. High school students in Arizona will have to pass a civics test in order to graduate under House Bill 2064. This starts with the class of 2017, so juniors and seniors in high school currently appear to have a pass on this, but students graduating in 2017 will have to correctly answer 60 out of 100 questions on the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization civics test.
Oh, that seems reasonable, 60 being a passing grade.
If I could have passed with 60%, I would have been
junk food justification law.
It allows schools to have fundraisers that include the sale of foods of minimal nutritional value. So
cupcakes are still
on the menu.
And chocolate chip cookies are going to still be available for us.
Those are big fundraising items, I'm sure.
Testing was a big issue in this last legislative session.
Well, it was. The so-called Ames test is no longer required. Senate Bill 1191 eliminates the requirement that seniors pass a standardized test in order to graduate. So we're going to essentially switch to a test that still does measure performance. It's called AZ Merit, but it's not a graduation requirement. So we've gone from mandatory to permissive testing. The AZ Merit test is going to essentially replace the Ames test. But again, as I said, even though it's going to measure math, reading, and writing, it's not going to be a requirement for graduation from Arizona high schools.
And finally, driving school was covered.
Well, driving school is an interesting one because this allows people who are cited for most moving violations to wipe off their driving record the points that are assessed by reason of the citation. The existing law allows every Arizona resident to go to driving school once every 24 months.
Right.
So every 2 years, you can go to driving school and essentially wipe off the ticket. The new law, which is HB 2308, will allow drivers to go once every 12 months. So you'll be able to go twice as often.
Oh, that's something to keep in mind, I guess. Don Luce, Arizona Laws 101, a revision may have to be coming up here very soon after all of these laws going in effect.
We have 324 new laws that go into effect mostly tomorrow.
Don, Arizona Laws 101, you wrote the original edition when?
I wrote Arizona Laws 101 in 2004. It was published in 2005. And then because of all of the changes in our state laws, I updated the book in 2012. And so that now there is a second edition, which completely updated and revised the original.
And where can we get this book?
The book is available in all major retail bookstores in the state of Arizona and also on Amazon.com.
And, of course, your other book, and very important, Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. And what you need to know is, I think it's important to, first of all, put it on the radar screen.
Exactly. I think too many people think of estate planning as only something that the rich need to worry about or the very elderly. But point in fact, estate planning is something that everyone should think about. And it includes things, not just wills and trusts, but also healthcare directives and powers of attorney and parental delegation of authority and all of the things that people in our state could benefit from knowing.
Don Luce, attorney, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Bill, and you also.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. And tomorrow we have a special show on the Buckmaster Show because it is an official holiday, and all of us here at KVOI are going to be enjoying the 4th of July weekend. And we wish you a very safe weekend. And on behalf of Ed Alexander, have a great afternoon and a great weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.